435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. Once again, right around that 90-91 degree mark. We've got very heavy thunderstorms that are going to be coming through, well, at any time now. It kind of depends exactly where in central Virginia you are, but they're on the way. And many of them are going to contain very strong winds, so be aware of that. We obviously had some really nasty flooding initially in Petersburg, and then yesterday throughout Chesterfield. Thank God we didn't see it up here in Hanover, but, you know, it's summer in central Virginia, so it is what it is. We've got an election underway. We just heard some numbers there from the Wilder School. I'd say the Democrats are way out in front. Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. I don't know. I don't know what to make of those numbers. And I will tell you this, with the finance numbers, they are indeed out in front. But it's not money coming from Virginians. It's not money coming from Virginia. It's out-of-state interests. These sort of left-wing operatives, these left-wing string pullers in California and New York, who are just determined to lay waste to our beloved Commonwealth. And then you flash over to, well, I'm going to say it, my ticket, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. They don't have as much money as the Democrats do, but their money is coming from people like me, people like you, actual Virginians, people who have their boots on the ground right here, who want to make sure that Virginia is the best place to live, work, and raise a family. It says a lot. John Reed is joining us. Always a pleasure to bring John onto the program and just talk about all of this. And I do need to know, John, have you been able to find where in the world is Ghazala Hashmi?
Still no word from Ghazala Hashmi about the debates. I am assuming at some point either she'll go through her emails or somebody will nudge her and say, don't you think you should do a couple of debates with John Reed? Just to kind of check that box, because I think Virginia voters have that expectation for the governor, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general. Statewide, it's big. It's important. You know they're going to try to tell everybody, oh, John Reed's just a talk show host. Right. They'll forget me working overseas with foreign governments. They'll forget me working in the Senate and working for Ronald Reagan. They'll just talk about the talk show host. I want to show people who never listened to WRVA that I'm a real guy, and I think I'll do a good job of representing them. So I will tell you right now, Jeff, I don't care whether Senator Hashmi shows up or not. I'm going around the state starting this fall, and I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to be taking questions from reporters and activists, and I think I'm going to impress people and win votes that way. So she can join me, and that would be fair. Or if she wants to hide in the basement like Joe Biden, then let's see how that works out.
It's great. And I know that you have been traversing our beloved Commonwealth like nobody's business. Good Lord, John, I knew you liked to travel, but I am looking at this stuff. Do you sleep at all at this point becomes the question.
Well, I'm tired today because I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning signing 687 thank you cards for people who have donated to my campaign. I mean, some people gave me $10. Some people gave me $10,000, which, you know, I mean, I heard your story and I heard you talking about it. I mean, I need the money, and I don't have a big millionaire to give me money. I have not managed to make friends with Elon Musk yet. So I'm dependent on nice people who have been as generous as they can be, because I hope they have confidence in me. But even bigger than my campaign is, are we going to let Virginia go crazy left-wing like New York City with that radical guy who's running for mayor, or like the insanity that has overtaken California? I'm just not going to let that happen if I have any say over it. So I'm thankful for everybody who's donated. And I did just get back from Petersburg. I heard the story that Charles was talking about with damage, and then you mentioned it too. I went down, you know, Petersburg's been around a long time, so they know the flood zone. I saw some businesses had been damaged. there were a couple of streets that were really torn up. I'm gonna put those pictures on my Facebook in a little while. But I met with the mayor's staff, and I think things are under control, and it's, you know, it's not like raging waters now. But you know, you hate to see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, no, it's rough. It's a bad situation. I know Travis Christian, who's a great guy, chief of police down there in Petersburg, certainly had his hands full. Heard some of his commentary yesterday. John, you, I think, have been critiqued because you were talking to some blue folks in blue areas. What gives? Are you consorting with the enemy, as somebody said?
I'm trying to win people over, and you know, I have been told, don't waste your time talking to Democrats.
Yeah.
And I just don't think, look, you and I did conservative talk radio.
Yeah.
I know our base, and I'm thankful that the Republicans have gotten behind me. I'm thankful that conservatives got behind me. But in order to win in Virginia, I'm going to have to win over some people who have written us off or don't like us or may have heard all the nasty rumors over the years. Maybe they don't like Donald Trump or George W. Bush. I don't know. I mean, they just don't like Republicans. And I think I can win people over. I'm a pretty likable guy. I think when they hear me talk about the issues, like when I was in Charlottesville yesterday, I had some people who said, wow, I've never really met a Republican. Can you believe that in Charlottesville, Virginia, that's possible? But I think that's possible. So, you know, it's still a long way between now and November 4th, but I got to get out and meet these people and convince them that I am reasonable and responsible and fair, and I'm the kind of guy you would want in this job. And, you know, not to be mean about it, but when you contrast me with the attitude that Senator Hashmi's exhibited, man, I think that's going to be an easy decision. Like, yeah, you want me making those decisions, not her.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. What about these poll numbers? We just heard some poll numbers, John, from the Wilder School. Abigail Spamberger, in theory, according to them, up by 12 points. Hashmi up by 10 points over you. Jones up by 9 points over Jason Meares. Is that something that we need to be concerned about? Is it an outlier?
Well,
what do you see?
Listen, if you're following me on Facebook, you know that I'm acting every day like I'm 20 points behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get up at 4 o'clock. I am doing stuff, returning emails, trying to make phone calls to people so that they don't get mad at me for not returning phone calls.
Right.
I'm traveling all over the place trying to meet with voters. I don't really buy these numbers because I saw them this afternoon. I was like, oh, my God, I don't like that. But they're kind of the outlier here. And it's weird to me that all three of us would be kind of at the same place behind all three Democrats.
Right.
You know, we could critique, there's six people running, right? You can critique all six of us and say, this is their strength. This is their weakness. I just don't know that all three Republicans would be in the same position. That seems weird to me, but regardless, it's July 15th. And I'm going to be working my tail off to close whatever gap there is and make sure that on November 4th, you know, I'm at least one point ahead. And I think I can be.
Excellent. Excellent. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, formerly the host of Richmond's Morning News and now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, has dared State Senator Ghazala Hashmi to join him on stage 10 times around the state and talk a little bit about the issues facing our Commonwealth. John, we did hear the numbers on the fundraising. Now, we all know how this is breaking down. I shared it with people. Some people, I think, are going to be very upset, but it is the truth. The bulk of the money for the Dems coming in from New York and California, and people really do need to follow the money, and then most of the money on our side coming from our fellow Virginians. So if you are going to compete effectively, you're going to win, you need bucks, my friend.
Yes, and that's why I'm working the phones. I think a couple of things are in play here. One is the Democrats want to win badly after losing the White House, right? And they're mad at Glenn Youngkin. They're mad at Winsome. They're mad at Jason. I guess they're mad at me for whatever reason. Just I got the wrong letter behind my name, right?
Yeah.
And so they're ready to buy this thing if they can possibly do it. And their friends around the country are aware that this is a bellwether for next year. So they'll have bragging rights if somehow they pull off some big victory. And they're going to use that to try to have a cascading impact into the congressional elections. Mm-hmm. Now, Winsome and Jason both are in office. And when you're in office, there are a lot of people who say, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hey, I'm going to help you. And you and I talked about this when I first started thinking of running for lieutenant governor. I would have, at least at the beginning, an uphill battle convincing people that I'm serious, that this isn't a PR stunt.
Yep.
And I've had people ask me, like, what are you going to do next? You're going to go back to WRVA? I'm going to win, and I'm going to show everyone every day that I'm willing to work hard. And I told those people up in D.C., I spent 2 days in D.C. last week, I hate to say begging for money, but begging for money from people mm-hmm. with the Republican National Committee and all the assorted groups. And they're like, well, you know, tell us why you think you can win. I said, have you been tracking me? Do you know the appeal that I think the polling data indicates for somebody who is their own man, who is independent, mm-hmm. who will get out there and get into a, you know, wants to get along, but when there needs to be a fight, will get into a fight? You keep watching me. And then I was on Fox News on Sunday, and the phones lit up. People were excited to see somebody actually call out the radicals who are, you know, not, they're trying to hurt the ICE agents, and they're defending criminal gang members.
Yep.
I mean, why would you do that? Even if you're a Democrat, that just crosses a line, and people don't like it. And I think people are excited that there's somebody like me out there who would love to get along, but if you're going to do something stupid like that, you're going to get a fight from me.
Well, tell everybody where they can help, because again, it's just, I mean, it's just the way it is. Whether we like it or not, it is the way it is. You want to compete, we want you to win. You got to have some bucks behind you. Where do people go to make that donation?
Well, it's johnreed4virginia.com, all spelled out. You know, R-E-I-D is my last name, johnreed4virginia.com. And I could sure use the help, and I could if, you know, I told people last night in Charlottesville, I said, don't be an Episcopalian like me, where you don't talk about politics with other people, because that's how you lose your country. That's how you lose your state. You need to talk it up. And if people listen to your show and they remember me from WRVA a few months ago, and you've got confidence in my decision-making process and confidence that I'm solid, I could sure use the good word of mouth all over the state.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm not Episcopalian, I can tell you, when you have two people from my team in a room, you get three opinions. So we got no problem talking about politics and issues. And I want you to remind your mom, who I love, that she can now vote for me, since you're no longer campaigning for any of these radio awards. She needs to support.
Oh, we'll do it.
Yeah.
For Best Afternoon Show, we'll do it tonight. You know, tonight is the anniversary of my dad's passing 3 years ago, so I'm going to go spend the night over at her house tonight to be with her. Yeah. So we'll do it tonight. That'll be good to do, Jeff.
All right. Well, John, seriously, give her a hug. We love her, and I thought the world of your dad, and I can't believe it's
I know.
Years.
You were always good to us. Thank you.
Good folks. John, I appreciate it. That is John Reed, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, 449 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.